Are you interested in being the next superintendent?
I am interested in continuing to provide leadership and support to teachers, students, and families in whatever capacity that may be. Currently, I'm principal of the best elementary school in all of Buffalo Public School here at Gravity Yards Campus School, number 79.
So it's not something you've considered or applied for at this point?
Well, I have not applied for the superintendency posting currently, but I'm definitely looking forward to having conversation about ways to make Buffalo schools better.
Did they reach out to you to talk to you about what you've done here that's been successful? Have they talked to you about
I've spoken to quite a few community advocates, district personnel about various strategies, but it's not just one particular strategy. There's multiple steps to create an environment like we have here at Gravity Yards Campus.
You have something that's working here with these kids, and you said you'd like to be able to hold on to them longer through high school. Why can't the city look at what you're doing, the model that you're using here? It's been successful.
Well, I believe we have a model in place that will benefit each and every Buffalo Public School student. You know, we build a culture of high excellence and high expectations, but a culture that's a sense of belonging where kids want to be here, want to learn, want to demonstrate their learning. I do believe there are individuals within the community who would love to see this motto at Gravity Yards Campus School replicated and duplicated throughout the districts, and I'm certain we'll be in conversations in the very near future.
What is that key connection that you're making with these students that perhaps is not happening at one of the family
schools? And I think it begins with leadership. There's no question about it. We have great leadership here at Gravity Yards Campus. But equally and morally important, you've got to have a highly effective teacher in every classroom. And I do believe we have the best elementary teachers in every classroom. Providing that type of leadership that focuses first on academic excellence. Second, we deal with the social and emotional aspect of the kids. We build relationships with them where they see a sense of belonging. And then thirdly, that connection with the family.
So that student support and family, those are two key issues. We just did our Student Voices program and heard so much from the teams.
It is imperative that you have academics, but also that family-student engagement that make them believe that they are capable of doing the impossible. And when our focus here are first on academics, followed by the social and emotional aspect of the job.
Are you seeing these students coming from difficult home lives?
There's no question about it. Our population, we're 94% economically disadvantaged. Our students are transitioned from all over the city. Yet when they get to Gravity Yards Campus, they understand that they're in a safe environment where they could take the risk to learn. They have to worry about behaviors. They could focus on the social aspect and grow up as youngsters without being ridiculed for a mistake. And I think those are critical pieces that we need to put in place in every school in this district.
So how is it making a difference in their academics? What are you seeing? Are you starting to see some turnaround and some climbing through the schools?
There is no question about it. Most of our families, I would say 88-89% of our families remain with us. They do not want to leave this building because they do see excellence taking place. Most of our kids want to demonstrate, not only to me, not only to their teachers, but to themselves that they are actually capable of demonstrating and performing at a high level. And I'll give you another example. Even when there was a lot of talk about opt-outs, most of my kids came into the building and said, Mr. Mott, we want to show that we're capable of administering and performing well on this assessment test. But it's a culture of excellence where they want to really demonstrate their knowledge. And most kids want to perform. Most kids want to be successful. And that's one of the reasons why I made my transition back to elementary school from alternative. There's a really building culture. And we focus a lot on literacy here at Gravity Yards Campus. A lot of the standards are literacy-based. So if we get our kids fluent in phonemic awareness, phonics instruction, small group instruction, basic things that we take for granted, they can do the more complex work. And so when you celebrate successes, kids want to be celebrated, so it actually builds.
Principal Mott, thank you.
Thank you very much.